are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Welcome to the Branding with Purpose podcast, where we interview successful entrepreneurs on how their purpose has led to an impactful personal brand. I am so excited that you've joined me. I am your host. I'm certified digital marketing and branding expert, Shantha Wetterhahn. Before we get started, it would mean the world to me if you would hit that subscribe button. We love our subscribers, and we'd love for you to join us here at the Branding with Purpose podcast family. Today's episode is sponsored by Up to Me Magazine. You can find this self-empowerment magazine at uptomemagazine.com. I want to introduce you guys to Karen Carr. I am so excited to have her on the show today. I feel like she's a celebrity. I've been following her for some time now, just getting so much inspiration from what she does, who she is, and I've also checked her out on some other podcasts. But just to give you a little bit of background on Karen, she's been a realtor since 2005, and she has literally helped more than 200 families buy and sell homes throughout the United States. She is a self-professed tech nerd. Karen is a marketer who happens to be in real estate, not an agent who is focused to market properties without knowing how. And I want to let you guys know, if you need to sell your home for the highest price possible, you definitely want to get with Karen. She has a set of skills that's really, far beyond what you see in today's marketplace. She has some incredible social media strategy skills combined with her recognizable Keller Williams brand. And she also really uses a lot of award-winning tools when it comes to helping her clients. And I'm interviewing Karen today because of all that background that she has. Welcome, Karen. Thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. Yeah, so, I know that you're in real estate, and this time of year, it's a pretty hectic season. How are things going for you right now in the spring?
They're going great. As you know, spring is the time when everybody wants to get their home on the market. So I'm in the throes of, trying to get all these sellers to hurry up and finish your honey-do list so we can put the sign in the yard and get the photographer over.
Absolutely. Well, yes. Yeah, so that's kind of what I wanted to talk with you about. I know, the signs and all the traditional marketing is a big part of real estate, but also I know that you are very active with YouTube. And in fact, you have a YouTube course. You do a lot of educating and informing your audience on YouTube. Can you tell me how you got started with YouTube and just how things have unfolded for you on that platform?
Yeah, actually it was completely by accident, which is the funniest part of this whole story. I've moved several times since I first got my real estate license. And every time you move, you're starting over in a brand new market. And when I lived in Atlanta, I started blogging. And the website provider that I use, the way that you put a video on your website is you put it on YouTube and then you just copy the URL from the YouTube video and put it on your blog. So I was writing blog posts and every now and then I would make a video to go along with what I was talking about. And I wanted to embed the video on the blog post. So I was using YouTube just as a repository of places to hold the video because that was how my website worked. Then we moved to Savannah. And as soon as I got here, within the first week, I got a call from a man that said, my wife and I are selling our house in New York. We're going to move to Atlanta. We found your YouTube channel. We watched all your videos. We feel like we know you already. We want you to help us when we get there. And I said, you have the worst timing in the entire world because I literally just moved 5 hours away last week. But when he said, I feel like I know you already, and it was kind of like this light bulb moment of that's what video does. I could blog all day long, and they'll get really good information from me, but they don't feel like they know me nearly as quickly. They probably have to read a lot of my blog posts before they start to get a feel for what I am like to work with as a person. But if they watch you on video, they get a feel for your personality immediately. And if they like your video, then they watch another one and they watch another one and they get to trust you. And then by the time they reach out to you and say, hey, will you help me? They've already decided to work with you. They don't even interview anybody else. Video has been an amazing strategy for getting me a lot of business.
That's incredible. So I can see that you, I call it the KLT factor, the no like trust factor.
Absolutely.
And you're absolutely right. You know, I tell people all the time, especially when I'm working with clients, you really, for me, it would seem like a failure if I'm spending that first 30 minutes that I meet a new client explaining to them why I'm so great and why they should work with me. It should be pretty clear before we even meet. And so I know you're getting the benefit of that with your video strategy, which is amazing.
Yeah, you're right. When you meet the client for the first time, you're not spending all of this valuable time talking about who you are and why you have experience and why you are the best choice and why they should pick you over so-and-so. We've already had that whole conversation before they ever even reach out to you. So then when you sit down with them for the first time, it's all about them. What can I do to help you? What are your needs? What are your goals? Which makes them feel better because it feels like, ah, somebody that finally is listening to me, somebody that gets me, somebody that's not just bragging about themselves for an hour.
Absolutely. Yes. So let's talk about, you know, I like to break our conversation into a couple of parts. First, let's talk about the content. And then let's get into your gadgets and tools, because I have watched your videos and they're very high quality. The lighting is awesome. You're consistent. You show up that you're the same person. You kind of have the consistent look and feel, which is important when it comes to branding. But I think a lot of people, they invest in all the tools and gadgets, but they don't really address content first. And I think it's important that we are putting out good quality content that's not salesy, that's actually informing and educating and inspiring our clients to want to work with us or to realize we're a solution to their problems. Do you find that you're approaching content from that vantage point? And how do you come up with content for your videos?
Sure. I think the number one thing that I see from other agents on YouTube is that all they do is listing tours. They say, hey, check out 123 Main Street and let me show you a video of this house. When people are going on YouTube or on Google and they're researching real estate information, they're not necessarily looking for information about a specific house. They're looking for information about the process in general. So my video content is, they're usually how-to videos. What is a USDA loan? How much money do I need for a down payment? What color should I paint my house to appeal to a buyer? How can I get it sold faster? How can I get into a multiple offer situation where I get my choice of buyers for when I'm selling my house? They're looking for that kind of information. So I'm trying to figure out, okay, who is my ideal customer? Who is my ideal client avatar? What do they want to know? What questions do they have? And then I just make a list of, you know, if my ideal customer is, let's say a senior citizen, they're downsizing. They have a big fancy house to sell. They want to buy a single story with no stairs that's in a condo where they don't have to be mowing the grass anymore because they're empty nesters. All the kids have left home. What questions do they have? What do they want to know? When you know who your ideal client is, it makes it very easy to come up with content because you're basically just answering the questions that they would ask you in person anyway. I mean, if any of us have been in real estate for any length of time, you get the same questions over and over and over again. So just make a list of all the questions that you get and then make a video to answer that question. You're just trying to be helpful and answer the question. You're not trying to sell them anything. You're not saying, I'm the best and I'm a GRI and I'm a CDPE and I have this designation and I'm a top producer and you should pick me, where you're making the video all about me, me, me. Instead, you're saying, If you want to, so in this example, you know, empty nesters might be your target audience. Maybe the question would be something like, would you really save a lot of money on your energy costs if you have a single story house versus a two story house? Maybe that's the question that they have. I don't know the answer to that question, but I can go Google it and I can call my local HVAC company and find out the answer to that question. And then I can make a video. So do you think that it saves you any money to have a single story house versus a two story house? And then you discuss the topic at hand. And maybe at the end of the video, you say something like, so now you know the answer to that question. Still have more questions? Download the free, energy efficiency guide I have on my website. And you've put together a 3 or 4 page document in Word. You saved it as a PDF. You uploaded it to your website. They go to your website to download it, but they have to put in their name and their contact information in order to get it. Now you have a lead, but it didn't come across to them in a way that was very self-promotional. It was not salesy at all. You were offering them something of value. They had to trade their contact information to get it, but to them, it came across as, wow, this person is so helpful.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I do notice that with your videos, you definitely lead from a vantage point of serving and helping, which is so important. You know, I always tell people we skip commercials now. We don't like, you know, we're consuming our media and our entertainment through streaming apps like Hulu and Amazon and Netflix. And we're savvier when it comes to marketing messages, unlike ever before. Commercials just don't work on us. Because of that, as marketers, you know, as content marketers, as business owners, we have to make sure we're putting out content that's not coming across like a commercial. People want to feel like we're authentic, we're genuine, that we want to truly, genuinely help and serve them, especially in an industry like real estate, where relationships are really your bread and butter. So right. What you said is golden.
And most it's people are golden. Not doing that. It's kind of like if you go on YouTube because your washing machine broke and you're trying to figure out how to fix it yourself, you're going there to learn something. You're not going there to buy something. And so if you watch a big long commercial, after 10 seconds of that, you're going to go watch something else because it annoys you that you're being sold. That's not why I came there. I came there to learn something. So when you make your videos, if you make it educational and hopefully a little bit entertaining, maybe you're funny and you display your personality, or you love dogs and your dog is in the video, you're just displaying yourself on camera in a very non-salesy, non-threatening way. That's what people respond to. And how many times do you drive down the street and you see a billboard on the side of the road where all it is the realtor's headshot with their name and their phone number and their website address? And it's just a billboard of call me because I'm awesome. That doesn't work on YouTube at all. You need to make it all about the viewer and not so much about yourself.
Absolutely. Now, I'll work with people, and my suggestion is, and I actually refer them to you all the time, especially regarding your YouTube course. I always tell them, you know, you really need to check out Karen. But one of the pitfalls I think people fall into is this idea that they have to be perfect. And I'm more willing to consume video, YouTube video or content like that when someone isn't perfect. I just want the great, awesome content that they're delivering. I want the information. I don't care about perfection. But I hear all the time people go, well, I need to lose 25 pounds before I do video, or I have a really heavy accent. Nobody will understand me. Or, you know, have you heard people have certain insecurities, and have you seen this stop them from doing video? And if so, what advice or encouragement can you give to people who kind of fall into that category?
Oh, sure. I think we all feel that way. We're all afraid to put ourselves out there and afraid that we're going to be judged. But hey, listen, we are not Hollywood actors. Nobody expects your video to be winning an Academy Award. That's not the purpose. The purpose of the video is not to say, I'm so young and skinny and don't I look great on camera. It's just simply another opportunity to get FaceTime with your ideal prospect. If you if somebody called you and said, I need to sell my house, will you come over on Saturday and give me a listing presentation? Are you going to say, I'm sorry, I can't, because I need to lose 20 pounds? Like, no, of course not. That's silly. This is just another face-to-face appointment with your client, only it's virtual. You know, it's them seeing you, it's you not seeing them, but it's just the same thing. It's just another appointment. So you look the way you look, you sound the way you sound. We need to get over ourselves. If somebody watches our video and decides not to work with us based on what we look like, then we don't want to work with that person anyway, right? I don't need those kind of shallow people in my life. So I am a 50-year-old woman and that's how I look. And if you don't like it, okay, that's fine. Go hire somebody else. But nobody has ever said, I did not hire you based on what you looked like. Like, that just doesn't happen. I think that we are worried about it, and it's so much more than it actually is. Like, it's just, that's not the issue. As far as like having the video itself be super high quality, that's not an issue either. I do the majority of videos, I record them on my phone. I try to have decent lighting and I try to have decent sound. But again, nobody is going to give me an Oscar based on these videos, and they don't have to. That's not the goal. The goal is not for me to win best motion picture. The goal is for that person to watch and say, I like her. I know who she is. I trust that she is competent enough to help me sell my house. You know what? We need to call her and have her come over and tell us what we need to do to get this house sold.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful points. And I think that's going to really help encourage people, because like you said, if I show up, if you see me in person, I'm the same person. So what's the difference of me being behind a camera in being that way?
So that's so important, because a lot of people think that they need to put on a suit or a fancy dress and they need to do their hair and put on lots of makeup. And then when they show up in person, in fact, I'll give you a perfect example. I know a real estate agent in Palm Beach, Florida, and he was doing a lot of videos on location where he would go to the beach and he had his phone on his selfie stick and he was literally wearing a Hawaiian shirt, shorts, and flip-flops. When he started making videos in his home office, he was wearing a suit. And I watched a few of them and I said, dude, that is so not your personality. You look so stiff and uncomfortable. Why are you doing that? And he said, well, I thought that's what I needed to do in order to appear professional. And I said, when you meet with clients, is that how you show up? And he said, no, I wear a Hawaiian shirt and shorts. And he started making his videos with the Hawaiian shirt and shorts. And by God, he got a lead where somebody said, I've been watching those videos. You seem awesome. We want to work with you. So if you can just be the person on camera that you are in your real life, when you show up and meet that person for the first time, they're not going to feel like they were duped, because what you see is what you get.
Absolutely. And then there's the implied idea that you're going to offer consistent service. You're going to be the same person. People will feel safe with you if you're not two totally different people, just because you want to get a marketing message across. So you're absolutely right about that. I was actually watching a YouTube video a couple years ago. I was actually trying to, it was probably about a year and a half ago, I was trying to introduce this new eating plan into my life. And I stumbled upon this young lady. She put together a video on how the way she was eating and the results that she got from the new eating plan. And it wasn't until after I watched the entire video that I realized that the girl, her hair was dripping wet and her so wet that her shoulders were wet, like damp, her t-shirt. And she never addressed that issue in the video. She never said, yeah, I'm wet because I had to, I don't know, jump into a pool because a dog was chasing me and I hopped on the video to get a video in the way, out of the way. She never mentioned why she was wet. And it was after I watched the video, I realized, wow, I really got some great information and insight from her, but was she really dripping wet the whole video? So it's all about what we have to say and the level of content we put out. And a lot of times, you know, even with me, I get paralyzed with the idea of having to be perfect. And so I'm glad that we can just let that go, feel good about where we are, and move forward with our video marketing strategy.
Yep. And especially on YouTube, you own that channel. So if somebody were to ever make a negative comment below your video, you can delete them and block them. So if somebody said something like I did a video called Moving to Savannah, 10 Reasons Why You Should. And occasionally I'll get people on there that say, oh, I don't like Savannah, the crime rate is too high, or, you know, whatever. I usually just leave those comments there. But if they ever said something like, dang girl, you've got some serious crow's feet, I would not allow that to remain up there. I would just delete it and I would block that person from ever making a comment on one of my videos again. So you're completely in control of what you see and what you allow. And YouTube also has this great feature where you can go in and say, you can give it keywords. So if they swore or if they said something like ugly or fat, you can put keywords in where if they type any comment with any of those words in it, it won't even appear. Like they won't be able to comment on your video.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So let's get into gadgets. I was surprised when you said you did a lot of your video on phone because I do as well. It's just easier for me. I like to set myself up for success. And I know if I make it too complicated, I won't do it. But your videos look great. I would never have guessed that they were on your phone. So okay. I think that's awesome.
And it, you know what? Our phones are so good. The camera quality in our phones now, come on. I have an iPhone 8 Plus. I don't even know what the resolution is of that camera. And then my iPad shoots in 4K. Why would you not use that? If that's what you have, that's a great quality camera. You might as well use it.
Absolutely. So let's talk about that and any other gadgets or tips you can give people for having the best quality, but at the same time, not getting stressed out about the idea that they have to be, I don't know, videographers to get this done.
Yeah. So all I really need is a tripod that will hold my phone so that it's not shaky. And tripods are not expensive at all. Then you need decent lighting. So if you have, I shoot everything in my home office. And if you have a window, you could put your tripod in front of the window. So you're facing the window and facing the camera. That will probably be perfectly adequate lighting for you. But if you film in your basement, or like when I lived in Atlanta, I had a basement and there was terrible lighting down there. So maybe you buy a couple of lights and they're not expensive. You can get a set of two lights for less than $50 on Amazon. And it's basically a tripod with a light bulb screwed in the top and an umbrella in front of it to kind of diffuse the light. And then you just put one on either side of you pointing at your face so that you're well lit. That's pretty much it. If you're going to be more than arm's length away from your camera, I recommend that you get a microphone. And again, they're like $20. They're not expensive. They're just the ones that clip onto your lapel and then the cord plugs into the headphones jack on your phone. So between your phone and the cheap microphone and some decent lighting, that's really all that you need.
Absolutely. Well, that's awesome. This is one of my favorite conversations that I've been able to have on the podcast. I get so excited and inspired by people like you who don't just, you know, tell people, hey, you need to be doing this thing, but you're consistent. You do it. You have a proven track record. And I want to talk a little bit about that. Can you share about your actual course? How did you get started with that? And you know, tell us the experience that the students who take your course, what kind of experiences do they have? What do they learn? All that good stuff. How can we find it? You know?
Sure. Well, thank you. Let me back up just a little bit. So when I moved to Savannah from Atlanta, it was June of 2017. So it's been a little more than a year and a half now. And I got that call from the man in New York that said, we want to hire you. And I was like, I just moved. I don't live there anymore. So I referred him to somebody else. And I thought, okay, so that was a really, really great lead. He was very heartbroken that he and his wife were not going to get to work with me specifically because they had already picked me. And when I said, I'm sorry, I can't, I now live across the state, they were very disappointed. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to go all in on my YouTube channel now that I'm in a new market because I don't have any clients. I have no money coming in right now. I have nothing but free time. So I decided I would make a video a week and I put it on my calendar. That is lead generation time. If it will bring you a lead, then that is a lead generation strategy and you need to protect it. So I decided, okay, Thursday mornings will be the day that I record my video. And I put it on my calendar at 9:30 every Thursday morning after the kids have left for school, I'm going to record my video. And in a year and a half, I have never missed a day except for one day when we had to evacuate for a hurricane. So I've been extremely consistent because I know that it works and it's going to bring me business. So I post one video a week. That's it. It's not daily. It's nothing crazy. I spend 15 minutes recording my topic. I do a little bit of editing. I make it look pretty. I upload it to YouTube. I write a nice description. I make sure that it has captions. So all of that takes probably 4 hours a week. It's not like a Facebook Live where you just press record and then when you're done, you're done. I mean, it does take a little bit of time and effort, but that moving to Savannah, 10 Reasons Why You Should video has had 11,000 organic views.
Wow, that's incredible.
I get so many leads from it. I got a lead yesterday.
That's incredible.
She sent me an email and said, "We're thinking about moving to Savannah. I found your channel. Oh my gosh, I love your videos. They are so helpful. We're coming to town next week. Could we meet with you and talk about, you know, buying a house in Savannah?" So I get those leads all the time. I know that this strategy works because I'm getting them all the time. The more you get reinforcement from what you're doing, the more you want to keep doing it, right? Because if I make a video and it's bringing me business, and it costs me no dollars because YouTube is free and I didn't spend any money to advertise it. Like literally my only out-of-pocket expense was getting a microphone and buying a couple of lights. And then from there on, I spend no money doing this. It just makes you want to keep doing it.
Absolutely.
When I started to get really busy, I thought, okay, instead of recording one video a week, what if I just record one day a month and I record 4 videos? So I record a video and then I run and change my shirt and then I record another video and then I run and change my shirt. And I put my hair in a ponytail so it doesn't look like I recorded everything on the same day. And then I just say, okay, this one goes out on Monday and then the next one goes out a week from then. And, you know, I schedule it. So now I'm only doing it once a month instead of once a week. So I started doing all that. Then after a few months, I started getting a ton of messages on Facebook and phone calls and emails from other agents. And I don't know how they found my channel. I really have no idea how people in Tacoma, Washington were finding my channel, but they were, and they were subscribing. And then they would message me and say, like, how are you doing this? Is this working? Are you getting business from it? And after, I don't know, 6 months of fielding these kinds of questions, I thought, if I made a course, would anybody take it? And I had 150 people sign up to be on the interest list. So I thought, okay, looks like I'm making a course. And I launched it in July of 2018. I've now had over 200 people go through it. It is so awesome to me when my students start saying, oh my gosh, I just got my first lead from YouTube. It's just so exciting. People all across the country are having the same kind of success where, you know, you start making the videos, it takes several months. I had one student, she got a lead after her 3rd video. That was very unheard of.
Wow.
For me, it took about 3 months before I started getting business from it. Most people, it seems like it takes more like 3 to 6 months, depending on whether you're in a small town or a major metro area or not.
Okay. And so I have one question. I want to go back a little bit. How are you getting views and traction to your YouTube channel? Are people just stumbling on your YouTube channel? Are you using like hashtags and keywords and things like that in order to get those views, especially when you first got started? That's difficult.
It is all about the keyword strategy, my friend. So any of your listeners that blog, it's the same exact strategy, only it's in video format instead of in written format. We have to figure out, okay, this is my idea for the topic of the video, but what would somebody actually type into the Google search bar in order to find my post or my video? So if my idea is, how much do I need for a down payment? We're going to go to the Google search bar and do some research and find out what exactly are people typing in. And then when we find the winner, something that gets a lot of searches a month, but has fairly low competition, that's going to be the keyword that we're going to use for that video. That will be the title. That will be in the description. That will be in the tags. That's what I'm going to say in the video, so it will show up in the captions. We're trying to give YouTube as much information with the metadata as to what this video is about, so that when somebody types that into the search bar, it's going to show up at the top of the search results. And once it starts performing well on YouTube, it can start showing up on the first page of Google results as well. So I have a lot of videos where I'm showing up on the first page of Google for free because it's showing up in the number one spot on YouTube.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
Yeah. So if you're going to spend the time to make the video and make good quality, helpful content, give it the best opportunity of getting found by doing some keyword research before you ever press record.
Okay. And so you used to use the Google keyword research tool?
I actually like Keywords Everywhere. It's free and it's so much more user-friendly. It's called Keywords Everywhere. It plugs right into your Chrome or Firefox browser. And then when you go to Google and you type in, what is a VA loan, or how do I buy a house with a VA loan, right underneath the Google search bar, it shows you how many searches are being done each month for that exact phrase and how hard it would be to rank for. It's a great, great, great tool, and it's totally free.
Perfect. Wow. This is such a valuable conversation, a valuable podcast. I teach probably about 150 to 200 real estate professionals every single month. And I'm going to tell them that this is the show that they need to be listening to in my class. So, and I definitely want to drive some traffic from my angle to your course. Where can we find your course, Karen?
If you go to youtubeforagents.com, and I've got information about the course itself and what's included. Basically, what I did was I put everything that I learned from this strategy of doing it for, it had been about a year by the time I published the course. I just start to finish. So how to figure out what you're going to talk about, how to do the keyword research, how to film it, how to edit it, how to put it on YouTube to give it the best chance of being found, how to look at your analytics to find out what is working and what people want to see more of. It's all a digital course. So once you sign up for the course, it's $397, a one-time fee. You enroll in the course, you get lifetime membership. You can go in and watch the videos one at a time. I figured you'd watch a video and then do what it says. Watch the video and do what it says. You can go back and rewatch things over and over again. And then we have a private Facebook group. So if you kind of get stuck, you can ask a question in the private Facebook group and I will chime in. The other people will chime in. We all watch each other's videos. We subscribe to each other's channels because we're trying to help everybody get some love from the YouTube algorithm.
Some support. So yeah. That's always good. Well, awesome. Well, I bet the course is just as down to earth, easy to understand, fun, and approachable as you are. So I'm sure I think every agent should take that course, especially in this new digital age. And I'm so grateful you were here with us. As we tie things up, I just want to ask you if you have three real nuggets and or takeaways that you'd like to share before we end our interview.
Sure. All right. So my first one would be, if you are already doing video, but you're not yet doing it on YouTube, just think about it. If you were ready to sell your house and you wanted to know what the market was doing and when it would be a good time, where would you go to find information? Would you go to Facebook or would you go on Google? You go on Google, right? Nobody does real estate recon on Facebook. So if you're going to make the video, put it where the people are searching for it. And that's on Google. Google owns YouTube. So I kind of use the term interchangeably, but if you're making a YouTube video, Google wants YouTube videos to show up on the first page of Google results because they own YouTube. And people love to watch videos more than they want to read a 4,000 word article. So put your content where the people are searching for it. So that's number one. That's why I chose YouTube. Number two, I know that YouTube works. So trust me when I tell you, I get a boatload of business from YouTube. If you're putting that content on Facebook and you're not getting traction from it, try YouTube instead. Number two, as far as making your videos look better, Have you seen a lot of people, they'll hang a sheet on the background so that that's kind of their backdrop, and then they stand right up against it. It looks like you're facing a firing squad and you're about to have somebody kidnap you and throw a black bag over your head. So if you're going to film the video, don't stand up against the wall. Stand in the center of the room. Have a little bit of space behind you and whatever, like whatever the backdrop is. So stand in the center of the room. It makes the whole, I don't know, set, if you will, like your movie set. It's your movie set. It makes it look much more attractive. So if you want to do it in your living room or your kitchen or your home office or your actual office, that's great. Just try to make the backdrop a little more interesting so that when the viewer is watching it, it just looks higher quality. If you're standing right up against the wall, it just doesn't look as good as if you stand in the center of the room. So that would be tip number two. Tip number three is the only way to get over your fear of being on camera is to just start doing it. Just start making videos. You don't even have to upload them if you hate them, but practice making a video. Like, say to yourself, okay, I'm going to make a video today talking about the five steps to buying your first house. Okay, you know what those five steps are. You need to get pre-approved. You need to commit to using a single agent. You need to look at properties that are only in your price range. You need to make reasonable offers that have the best choice of getting accepted. And maybe number five is, I don't know, how much you needed for your down payment and your out-of-pocket expenses. So you're going to make a video on a topic that you know inside and out. You can talk about very easily. Turn your phone on and just start talking. If you don't post it, that's fine. But you're going to get used to being on camera. And if you do that, let's say every day for 10 days in a row, by the 10th day, you're not going to be worried about being on camera anymore. So maybe now you record one on the 10th day that you're actually going to publish on YouTube. And you can share it on Facebook and you can share it on Instagram. You can share it in multiple places, but you're going to put it up there where people can see it. And the more you do it, the easier it gets. It's now been almost 2 years for me. I've probably got, I don't know, 150 to 200 videos on my YouTube channel between my weekly videos, plus all of my listing tours, plus anytime I just make an additional video because I had something to say. When you turn the camera on, I don't get nervous. I don't worry about how I look. I don't worry about any of that stuff anymore because it's just no longer an issue. It was an issue the first month or so, and it's never been an issue since. But you'll never get over that hurdle if you don't start doing it.
Absolutely. That's wonderful information, wonderful takeaways. What a golden piece of information today with video marketing strategies, especially with YouTube. We're so excited that we're able to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Karen. I'm so glad that you allowed me to do it because I know that this is an amazing strategy. I counted up last year in 2018, I think I had 19 closed transactions that I can trace directly back to my YouTube channel. Wonderful. And those cost me $0. So
that's incredible.
It's a strategy I think everyone really needs to just bite the bullet and start doing it.
That's incredible. Thank you so much for being here. And I will love to have you back. Maybe talk about some more YouTube strategy in the future. So thank you so much.
Anytime.
Yes. Yes. Now to our listeners, don't forget to check us out at the Up to Me Radio Facebook page. You'll find lots of good show updates, information, and wonderful interviews, just like with Karen Carr. So check us out there at Up to Me Radio on Facebook. And if you are enjoying the show, we just want to drop another reminder for you to go ahead and subscribe. And you can also check out our show on Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, and you can find out how to reach me directly at competitivebrand.com. Thank you so very much for listening today. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you have decided to spend your time here with me, and I truly appreciate you for that. Have a great one.